Motherhood has been used to oppress and exploit women for centuries, but it doesn't have to be this way, and as mothers, we're ready for a revolution. We love our kids, but we struggle with losing our identities, bearing the weight of motherhood without enough support, and striving to meet those impossible standards of what it means to be a good mother. It's time to openly discuss how motherhood is deeply affected by patriarchy, racism, and capitalism, so that we can break free of these systems. As mothers, we know our work is valuable and has radical potential to birth a more equitable and inclusive future for ourselves and our children. Welcome to the Rebel Mothers Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Fischleiter, and together we'll explore the challenges of modern motherhood and reclaim mothering as an act of liberation. Hey there, Rebel Mothers. It's Susie. So I mentioned on last week's episode that I'm going to take a break on the podcast over the summer. So today is a short update on what I will be working on during my break, how we can stay in touch over the summer, and then what comes next. There's a few reasons why I'm pausing right now. First and foremost, I'm diving into some exciting new projects. I've been accepted into a six-month-long executive coaching certification program through the Gestalt International Study Center. And in fact, today, May 7th, is my very first day of the program. So I obviously recorded this episode earlier, and as you are listening to it, I am sitting in class right now. I'm really excited. This will be my first step toward the journey of becoming a level 2 ICF certified coach. That's going to take up a lot of my time and brain power, and I really want to focus on this, you know, learning new stuff. Most of you know my Mother Bloom coaching program that was developed as part of my master's degree capstone project a few years ago. However, over the last few years, you know, post-grad school and working with individual women and mothers, I've really come to realize something important. And it's basically, it doesn't really matter how many workshops I hold, how many individual women I coach. If I really want to affect change for mothers, I need to go upstream. I need to help shape our larger society into one that values care work, mothering, and motherhood. And I have no interest in getting into politics or policy or law. I'm too old. I'm too old to become a lawyer. But I have experience working with corporations. This is before I became a motherhood scholar. I spent about a decade as a workplace consultant for commercial furniture dealers. So my job was to go out and find businesses who needed new furniture, you know, cubicles, stuff like that. Maybe they were moving or expanding. But my absolute favorite part of that job was when I got to consult with these companies on the future of the workplace, right? We would engage in really thoughtful conversations about the balance between like privacy and collaboration. How do you support workers' well-being, all the dimensions of well-being? How do you shape culture? How do you navigate change in technology, right? And all this stuff. And of course, at the time, I was looking at it through an interior design perspective. My bachelor's degree is in interior design. So, you know, I was looking at the future of the workplace from a space perspective, but there's always been this little nugget in the back of my mind ever since I left my career to, you know, step away, that's really wanted to get back into these workplace conversations. Except this time, I want to do it through the lens of gender equity. I want to look at how can we help create workplaces that support women, support mothers, support all caregivers, right? And that really feels like it's going to combine the best of my work experience, my passion for helping mothers, my higher education, you know, shaping that going forward. So that's why I've decided to pursue executive coaching and consulting as my next career path. A few months ago, I started researching different coaching certifications, and I found Gestalt. I found I really liked this approach. I'd never heard of it before. I'll link to it in the show notes if you're interested in learning more, but it really kind of resonates deeply with my yoga practice. Just as yoga encourages individuals to, you know, explore their inner selves, the Gestalt approach to coaching emphasizes that holistic awareness and integration of mind, body, and spirit. And in both practices, there's really a focus on being present in the moment, right? Honoring one's experiences without judgment and fostering self-awareness. Plus, the Gestalt coaching really acknowledges like the interconnectedness of all aspects of a person's life, which aligns perfectly with my mission to kind of bring this gender equity and support of mothers into the workplace, because how many different parts of our lives are we balancing, right? As working mothers, as working women. So I was thrilled to be accepted to this program. I think only 18 people get in, so I felt like kind of special, which is fun. So that's what I'm going to be learning over the next 6 months. And then here's the last thing, Rebel Mothers, right? This podcast break isn't just about work and new directions. It's also about being a mom. I only have a few summers left with my oldest child. He's entering high school this fall. Well, I'm going to be the mother of a high schooler, and I'm keenly aware of the limited time we have left. I mean, next summer, will he be able to drive? He'll have his learner's permit next summer. Oh my God. So anyway, I only have a few summers left, and I want to soak up every last drop of sunshine and summer with all three of my kids and, you know, really create those lifetime memories. So that's it. So I'm sure you're thinking, what does this mean for the podcast? And don't worry, while I'm taking a step back and pausing for the summer, I'll still be popping in occasionally with some episode ideas. I'm definitely going to be back at least once over the summer to give you all an update on all the incredible happenings from the IMOS conference. I am going to keep all the existing episodes of Rebel Mothers live and available for listening. So if there's any that you missed, you can go back and get all caught up over the summer. Plus, I'm going to need some people to coach. Part of my certification program includes I have to have 100 hours of mentored coaching. So if you're interested in getting some professional coaching at a super discounted rate, please email me. So how can we stay connected during this hiatus? You can find me over on Instagram at susie.fishleader, and I will, you know, continue to share little snippets of my journey, behind the scenes peeks, maybe some musings about motherhood. For those who want to dive a little bit deeper, don't forget to subscribe to my new email newsletter. That's where I share all of my updates, exclusive content, sometimes a surprise or two. And yeah, that's it. So before I sign off, I just want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you who have listened. Your support, your stories, your comments have really made this a phenomenal project over the last 8 or 9 months that I've been working on this. Solo podcasting is kind of a lonely medium. So it's been a delight to hear how different episodes have resonated with you all. And I really enjoy podcasting. It's been a great way to organize my thoughts, say what I've wanted to say about motherhood, and I know I'll come back to it in some fashion. So this isn't goodbye. It's see you later for now. I hope we stay in touch, and I hope you all keep working to create that equitable and inclusive future for all mothers. Stay tuned for more empowering stories and insightful discussions in future episodes of Rebel Mothers. Remember to subscribe, rate, and share this podcast to spread the message far and wide. Learn more at susiefishleader.com, and thank you for being part of the motherhood revolution.